Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Motorists on the Dublin to Cork motorway have been targeted in recent weeks as they pass through Tipperary. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent and has the details. So Ralph, what's been happening to people who are driving along the M8 through Tip?
Yeah, it's incredible stuff, Claire. I mean, the roads are dangerous enough without having to motorists to cope with this kind of thing. Essentially, a person has been using a slingshot and metal ball bearings to target not just passing vehicles, but even pedestrians. So, of course, I mean, obviously the consequence of this could potentially be lethal. So it's being taken very, very seriously by the Gardaí. But the question is whether this is part of a wider trend of motorists being targeted in the area, because going back over the last couple of months, there's been a number of incidents of rocks and projectiles being thrown at vehicles. Now, in that general stretch of road, say from North Cork to just South Kilkenny, along stretches of that road, there's been actually three motorists who have actually had their windscreens shattered. And of course, if you take it on a national level, I mean, we've had incidents. It was a horrific incident in Dublin a while back where a bag of kittens was actually thrown off a motorway flyover into the path of oncoming traffic. You had bricks thrown at an ambulance in Meath a number of years ago, and Guardian Cork had to actually step up routine patrols of one road flyover because of the number of bricks and projectiles that were being thrown at cars and lorries as they passed underneath.
And tell me, this situation in Tipperary, I see Liam Brown, who's a community activist, was on local radio there on Tip FM, and he's saying this is not a one-off. This has happened a number of times over days. Is it from the same bridge?
It's from the same general area,
okay.
Claire. Like, you've had a number of incidents in the general Cashel area. However, there also have been incidents in Kerr and further north as well by Horse and Jockey for, say, the turnoff for Thurles. But there have been a number of incidents in the general Cashel area. And of course, Mr. Brown went on local radio. And the point is that it's incredibly dangerous behaviour. And what everyone is afraid of is if something is not done, this is going to end up in tragedy. There was one particular case where a lady motorist, her windscreen was shattered, and luckily she was able to pull over onto the hard shoulder. But as she made the point, she was being overtaken by an articulated lorry at the time. And had she not responded as coolly and as skillfully as she did, it could easily have ended in tragedy.
And so what are the guards saying? Are they going to increase the eyes that they have on this stretch of road?
Yeah, very much so, Claire. And of course, what they've also said is that they're only as good as the information that they're getting. So they're urging anyone who sees anything suspicious, if motorists spot individuals acting strangely or suspiciously on motorway flyovers or near motorways, let them know so that they can get patrol vehicles to the area and ask anyone, and particularly if anybody knows the individuals involved, to pass that information along.
The most shocking probably is the use of these metal ball bearings, because you can imagine, as you say, the amount of damage they could do. But not only were motorists targeted, Ralph, there were also pedestrians targeted with this slingshot type device.
Yeah, very much so. And of course, the point is, Claire, that, I mean, essentially a slingshot with a metal ball bearing, I mean, that almost can achieve firearm type velocities. So if that hits a car, it's going to do damage. But if that hits a pedestrian in the eye or head, it can potentially be fatal. So again, it's very, very dangerous behaviour, and Gardaí want to track the individuals that are engaging in this.
All right, Ralph, thank you for telling us about it this morning. That's Ralph Regal there from the Irish Independent.